Okay, you'll see. It's a very. It doesn't matter if you can't find it. It's fine. The idea is a very basic one, which hopefully we'll get to today. But you'll see, it's a very like. It's a good horror. What can I say? Basically, you know, it's all redundant to say it's a good horror, right? Okay. Well, let us talk about Bez and Notev first, and then if we get a chance, we'll move on. But probably, I'm guessing today we'll take. Yoni, why don't you just read again, just very quickly. I know we read it the last time, but let's just focus a little bit more. On Gimel Amud Beis, right? Just once again, the Shaka Vitar of Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonah's son. We began with it, but we didn't have a chance to give it its due. Shlosh Min Alon. Shlosh
Min Alon. Tamar Rabbanan. V'nikro Ba'al Abayit Ha'alim. Harikon Ne'alad.
Okay, and we already discussed a little bit the Rashi and Tosis, so we're okay with that. Good. Name of the Dorshin Tchilos Kamitligi.
Name of the Dorshin Tchilos Kamitligi. The Marsavar Dorshin Tchilos. The Marsavar Ain Dorshin Tchilos. Lo, the Kulei Alma Ain Dorshin Tchilos. Amar Lacha Rabbi Yeshaya. You came name of Krav and Krava Vaita Hashofet. Mayel Havelim Shamina Alimiana.
Okay, that we discussed also in terms of the, again, how default Samuch is, even without the term. Right, Elohim, and you know what impact that has going, you know, in terms of other things. You know, we talked about four or five different issues, correct? Right? Okay, we're not going to make you repeat them. Don't worry. So, okay, good. So now the Gemara is basically saying that there is this machlokes. Go ahead. Rabbi Yoshia.
Rabbi Yoshia late lay beti nota.
Question.
Vatanya Rabbi Eliezer benosh Rabbi Yosef. Lili Omer matam benomer lin toda charabim hato. Hatar amra asilacha beti nota.
Oh, one second. So what does this mean?
That question they're asking, how could it be that Rishu doesn't hold beti nota if there's a lima from pasuk that seems to imply that
that there's a dilim beti nota. And it's interesting that this limud comes from Lintos Akre Rabim Lahatos. Right? Umra Selcha Bezdin Note. So the question, just to raise here, it's hard to pin it down right now, is Yoni, what question? Whether the din of Akre Rabim Lahatos and the din of having a Bezdin Note, are they really the same din? Right? And, you know, one way to explain this is, you know, that, you know, basically, we're learning two things from this pasuk. Number one, the majority rules, and number two, that you need a cheftza port, right? That is, you know, has the potential for majority. You could say they have nothing to do with each other at all, right? Just that, you know, it's a limud lintos achrei rabim lahatos, right? So Torah amra selecha bezdin note. It's a limud, right? But the two have nothing to do with each other at all. Right, that's a little. That seems a little extreme, frankly. It's good to have that in the in your pocket if you need it, but it seems a little extreme. So, you know, to say it a little more moderately, there's a relationship obviously between Akre Rabim Lahatos and having a Bez Nota. Namely, the you know the structure of Bez Nota is conducive, right, to Akre Rabim Lahatos, but it still doesn't have to be a deeper connection than that, right? And in theory, you know, you still could have one without. Obviously, it, you know, if you go up Achrei Rabim Lahatos, then you know it's sensible that the structure, right, should contribute to that, right? But it's not impossible to conceive that we might hold, have a halacha of Achrei Rabim Lahatos even if the structure did not, you know, make that always possible, but you might say, oh, you know, you could have a Bezdin Shakol, but we still hold, you go Basar Rov, right, because, let's say if you have a four-man Bezdin, so you need 3-1, okay, and if you have a two-man Bezdin, and it's 2-0, then, you know, obviously, the issue doesn't come up. So in theory, It could be one limud have nothing to do with each other. It could be that there is obviously a connection, but it's not, you know, inconceivable to exclude this connection. And even if it is a connection, maybe it just, you know, it's all about the efficiency and, again, structure, you know, contributing to the actual mechanism. We should consider the possibility that maybe there's a third option, and that is that there's really a very deep connection between these two things. It's not just that if you have a Bezen Notev, so you're building in the possibility of Acharav Lahatos in a more effective and efficient way, but maybe the same reason that you need a Bezen Notev is the same reason that Acharav Lahatos works. Okay, and that we're going to develop in just a minute. Might as well develop it right now, right? Again, the question that we're going to deal with in the next topic, but it's already part of this topic, is, you know, why do we say Acharabim Lahatos in the Beis Din situation? After all, to paraphrase the way the Bali Tosas asked the question, how did the Bali Tosas ask the question, Yoni?
I don't know what?
You didn't get the answer to the Tosas? What bothers the Bali Tosas? Sure. If you hold Ein Hochin B'mamon Achar Rov, so because of Motzi Mechmer Olav Araya or whatever, so why do we go, you know, Basar Rov? And Kol Shekein, one would think that the standard should be even higher than Dinei Nefashos, right? So and Dinei Nefashos, the stakes are greater, as we know, and there's also Sukim and Dinim that reflect this, you know, pervasively. The Nakiv Tzadik Al Tarog, right? Shafto Eda V'Tzilo Eda. So we know that we bend over backward. And even in Rov, we bend over backwards in Dina Nefashos because we demand a higher level Rov. But you might say, okay, that solves the problem. It's not just regular Rov. But it's not that much of a higher level Rov, right? If you have 23 Dayanim and it's 13 to 10, it's still Rov. And Dini Mamon is presumably, it still would say, Ein Hocha B'mamon Achar Rov. So given that that is a legitimate, assuming that's a legitimate question, we're going to see the various Mefarshim on that. And there's a bit of a Chiddush to Acharav Lahatos. Again, just to pull back for a second, provide some perspective. So when I talked I still have to finish up the Chiddush HaTzmicha, but we were talking about the Mari Beirav and the Ralbach and so on, right? So part of that was part of the discussion. The Ralbach, the Mari Beirav was saying, listen, I know the Rambam seems to say Kol, but, you know, in Kol Torah Kula we say Acharav Lahatos. Why should this be any different? And then he was also saying, I don't even think Parlam Davshal Tzipor is so different, or if it is different, maybe it's not so different at least, right? And either way, I don't see why Beis Din, I don't see why Smicha rather should you know be dependent on Parol and Davar Shel Tzibur. And the Rabach was basically saying, no, I think Parol and Davar Shel Tzibur is different, right? Where you draw the line, he still has various formulations. And I also think that Smicha depends on Parol and Davar Shel Tzibur. But I'm just trying to bring this in to highlight that, you know, is Azlina Basar Rov really a Chiddush? Right, from one perspective, we always go by Rov. Right? How many areas of halacha would we be able to demand the rigor of Kol? Right? So, you know, that needs to be put out there, even as the Bali Tosas are asking the question, you know, how can you say Azlinim Basa Rov, Ein Hokam B'mamon Achar Rov? So that's one of the things we're going to have to assess. How serious a question is this? And what level of answer does it require? But assuming for a moment that there is such a question, so then it opens up the possibility that really it is a chiddush that we say Azuna Basarov in a Beis Din, and whatever the basis for that chiddush is, or however it works, maybe it in turn reflects something about Beis Noten, not as a separate, you know, limud from the same words, and not just as, you know, oh, kind of contributing, you know, a conducive, you know, efficient factor one to the other. The structure of the Beis Din and the method of decision making, you know, work together, they come together, they converge. But maybe there's something much, much bigger at stake here. And so what do I mean by that? Possibly. I'm speculating, but I think it might be an approach. So I think we've already mentioned, you know, if Rove really is a problem, so how come Rove really works? So the punchline, we all know the punchline, we just have to examine the details, you know, to see whether, A, whether it's true, B, you know, what issues it affects, and what it doesn't. How does it work, if indeed it is a problem? The best way to explain it. Yonatan? Okay, good. That's what one of the formulations of Tosis. And what do we mean by that exactly?
We're not.
So just to flesh that out a little more, I mean, is that, is there a kasuv? Is it, what is that?
It's not ultim mamana harov, it's ruo kikula.
Yeah, it's like Reb Chaim says, that we, it's really acharam lahatos, of course. If it wasn't for acharam lahatos, you could never say ruo kikula. But you don't have to say ruo kikula every time you say acharam lahatos. Right? It's b'chal masayim mana, but in only one direction. But the real idea in Sanhedrin, maybe, if you think this is a problem, is Rubo Kikulo. And that might be the pshat, by the way, and again, in Parlon Davashal Tzibur, in the smicha of the Kiddush HaSmicha, and so on, too. Even if it is Rove, it's a Rove mitochakol. That's why, that's one of the arguments that they had. The Maribe Rab basically said, let's say you need, you know, you need Rove, so you also only have to have the presence of Rove. Like, you know, let's say there are, you know, 1,000, you know, chachamim here. Right, so 501 show up, and they all are four, so then you're good. And the Rabbah said, no, even if I would agree with you that the 501 carry the day, right? Number one, maybe you need 1,000. Number two, even if you don't need 1,000, maybe you need 501 and 499 shoskin. Okay, can you imagine that? That's probably more of a chiddush than getting the 1,000 to agree. Anyways, people who disagree with their shoskim or whatever, wow. But number three is, even if you get away with the 501, it's got to be 501 of the present 1,000. It's got to be Rov Mitoch HaKol. So, basically the idea, this is Reb Chaim's idea, you know, of Rubo Kikula. But what is Rubo Kikula? What are the implications of Rubo Kikula? And therefore, why you need the presence there? Just to explain a little more.
One unit.
Because it's one integrated unit, the consensus of which, right, is a single consensus. That's what we mean by Rubo Kikula. We mean that when 501 out of 1,000, but when 1,000 are there, and 1,000 are a unit, and the 501 vote affirmative or negative, then the 1,000, the consensus representation of the 1,000, is... you know, kulo. That's what rubik kulo means. Now again, in, you know, in law and in life, you know, things are, can get a little bit complicated. So to what extent, and this is one of the things we're going to look at, you know, is it all only an integrated unit, or all only individual dayanim, or are, you know, there are both aspects of these, and then which dinim depend on which? Because we obviously, you know, start off, you know, with the assumption that there could be disagreement and so on. So is it all just a closed, integrated circle, you know, mitchila v'adsof, or no? Question. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is as follows. What is this idea of Beis Din Note? So, in theory, as I say, it could be just exarus akasuv, it could be, you know, something that, you know, contributes to the converging acharav lahatos, but maybe this gufa is connected, this is my suggestion, to the same idea as the rubo kikulo beyond the acharavim lahatos. Namely, the very fact that you have an odd number maybe establishes that the bezin is not made up of individuals, but it is a unit. In what sense? The capacity, you know, to be decisive, I think it should say three things. Number one, you could say it's a decisiveness that is part of the Hagdara of a Beis Din, or Dayanim. Dayanim, by definition, have to be decisive. a Beis Din has to be decisive. We're going to discuss this question, but it's an overlapping issue when we get to the issue of Dayan Sha'amar Eini Yodea. Is that a legitimate thing for Dayan to say? Is he Ki Isnayu or Ki Lisnayu? That's coming up, you know, both on the bottom of the page here and again in Dafei and later on. Right? Is that Ki Isnayu or Ki Lisnayu? So decisiveness is one factor. Beis Din Nota is a way of establishing that the structure of Chefza Shel Beis Din is decisive, and that's important for the Dayanim and certainly for the Beis Din. But more important than that, maybe, is that it is a way of establishing independence that kind of strips the individuality, right, of the Dayanim. The ability, you know, to be self-sufficient, you know, makes it a unit or contributes it to being a unit. Also, and this I'm getting a little bit from the Yad Ramah and the Chiddush Aran, an interesting issue, right? What do we mean when we say Beis Din, saw that already? Beis Din Chatzuf. What does Beis Din Chatzuf mean? What is a Beis Din Chatzuf? Shmuel, Shnayim Shadon Dinei Yedim, El Shenikra Beis Din Chatzuf. So most of the Rishonim say, like Rashi, chutzpah, right? But one day in the Rishonim, according to the Ramah, Chiddush Aran, what is chutzpah? What is Beis Din Chatzuf? Chatzuf in what sense? What? Yeah, but particularly what aspect of it? Beis Din Nota. And what aspect of Beis Din Nota? Also? Correct, but there's a certain tznius, as opposed to chutzpah, in a Beis Din Nota. In what sense?
Nobody knows who
paskin which way. Right? And that's important. So the Mishnah says later on Chav Tesem and Aleph, I think this is all connected. Anyways, the Mishnah Chav Tesem and Aleph, Uminayin l'kashayetze, the last lines of the Mishnah on Kof Tesem and Aleph, Uminayin l'kashayetze l'yomar ani mezake v'chaveiro mechaydin, right? Aval ma'esa, like these jurors, you know, like they hold, you know, a press conference and they start blogging, you know, right, you know, as long as they're not going to be thrown in jail for it, you know, they tell who everybody voted for. So you're not allowed to do that. I'm a good guy. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to find for you, but what can I do? I was outvoted. So the question is, this is a Hilchos Lashon Hara issue alone? Could be. Or, I mean, the Psukim sound like they're Lashon Hara connected. Or is this also one of the reasons this is Lashon Hara? Is it's like you could say it's Lashon Hara because it's gratuitous, it's somebody's business, and it also sows the seeds of discontent, right? You know, it's probably not a good thing for the people to know who voted that $1 million judgment, you know, against them. And it's gratuitous because it doesn't help anybody and it only hurts, maybe. Or in order for this, since it is true, and it was an official, everybody took, you know, legitimate and principled positions. So maybe what you could say is, you know, per se, in terms of its gratuitousness and so on, maybe it isn't. But from a Beis Din point of view, or put it this way, if it wasn't for the din of Lashon Hara, A, on the Beis Din side, and if it wasn't for the din of Beis Din on the Lashon Hara side, this is what I really truly believe, all right, Ken. Prove it, but I think it's strongly indicated by the perspective of Kakulo, then this halacha would not exist. It needs, it becomes Lashon Hara because of the Beis Din side, and it becomes a Din Beis Din because of the Lashon Hara side. That's what I firmly believe is happening here. And what's the point? The point is that it's not really, on the end of the day, it's true that, you know, Reuven voted one way and Shimon voted another way, and Levi voted either with Reuven or Shimon, as the case may be. That is true. But al pi din, right, that's irrelevant. Because at the end of the day, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi decided to be dayanim in the case, right, all there is a chefza shel bezdin, the consensus of which is making a decision, and therefore there's an inaccuracy which feeds into the lashon hara, just as there's a lashon hara, right, which you know, due to that inaccuracy makes it also a bezdin violation. Okay, my point is, you know, both the tznius per se, you know, has its own value, but possibly in light of this, the tznius, and that's it's a, if there's shnayim shadanu, it's a bezdin chatzuf, because you know how everybody voted, right? Better there should be a cloak of, not that it should be transparent in terms of the processes, but that the details in this case are nobody's business, and they're also somewhat inaccurate al pi din. So that idea really highlights the notion of the unit of bezdin. So is it possible that the bezdin nota, the fact that it's three, is what reflects this unit idea, even as achrei rabim lahatos not being a problem of ein holchem b'mamon achar rov, whether it's mamon or nefashos, is based on that same yisod? Okay, so we'll see if this is a big issue going forward. If that's really true, so then it also might help us in an issue that we're going to discuss a lot today, and that is the din of bezdin nota only justified when there is a hachra'a to be made, right? Or is it really an objective din in the chafta shel bezdin? Obviously, the more we see it as a kind of an additional factor, right, so that you don't have to go outside, so that you have self-sufficiency, and so on, so that makes a lot of sense. So the bezdin has to be machria. But if we're talking about a maisa bezdin, or a bezdin, you know, serving some sort of a representational, you know, a function, etc., some sort of more formal function where there's no decision making, so then perhaps, you know, it's questionable, unless you say kind of lo plug, daraisa, shame bezdin, it's one shame bezdin, and that itself would be interesting hashkafically too, that we insist on one shame bezdin, you know, across the board. I mean, the bezdin is machri, and the bezdin is doing a maisa bezdin, and the bezdin that's representing, and so on, has to be the same chetzeshel bezdin. So since you need a nota and bezdin machriya, you need a bezdin, a shame bezdin, the same shame bezdin here. It can't be different shame bezdin. I think that's interesting. But if we take the view that it's about either hechleit yut, I guess you would say, meaning, you know, the idea that dayanim and a bezdin is by definition, you know, a decisive structure per se, and or especially that, you know, that it's a tsanua structure and, you know, a yechida, you know, an integrated entity, that's what a bezdin always is. This particular bezdin is not being machriya, who cares? The notion that a bezdin is a unit, right, is separate, but it still has to be an odd number, because then, you know, that's going to reflect that, essentially. And if that's the case, then you don't even, you know, need a kind of lo plug, and you're going to apply bezdin nota simply as a din chetzeh shel bezdin. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. So let's go back for a second. So Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, in a way, could be discussing this broader question too, although it's hard to pin it down. For Rabbi Yonasan, for example, right, Yoni? Again, what's Rabbi Yonasan's shita? There are three Elohims, right? So it's easy to say, again, not mukhrach at all. I'm not suggesting it's mukhrach. Just in terms of, you know, the limud, It's easy to say, how many Dayanim are there? Three. Right? What? I'm mixing them up. Right. Sorry. For Rabbi Yoshia, that there are three Elohims, you might say that there are three Dayanim. Right? For Rabbi Yonasan, that there are only two Elohims, there are two opposite things that you could say. Right? One is that really two Dayanim are all that there are, because that's the Limud. There are two individual Dayanim in a three Bezdin team. It's really the two Dayanim who are Machria. Except that, right, there's a Din of Bezdin Nota to make sure that you can be Machria. Or exactly the opposite. And that is that the Bezdin Nota, and if you say that, the first one, in other words, so then the Bezdin Nota is a kind of a technicality. Or to say exactly the opposite, and that is that Bezdin Nota is part of the fundamental structure of a Chetzah Shel Bezdin, and that's because it's a consensus Yechida. And therefore, you know, the three aren't three, the two aren't two. It's all a din in Bezdin. Okay. So, Gufa, maybe the argument, you know, in either direction between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, in terms of the Limud, could have effect on some of these topics. Yeah.
Maybe think of the middle possible category of the two being there and the third being the Machria between the two. Meaning
we have that in Zavla.
Right.
I think it's easier, much easier to say that. Oh, let me say it this way. If we're talking, that's a very good question. If we had a structure like we do according to some Rishonim, what we talked a little about again yesterday, you know, either in a Bezdin of either in a Hediotos of the Darim, right, or Behuda, you know, or maybe even some views in the Chachamim, right, or you know, the David Bonfield, let's say, in Din, right, where you have Yochid Mumcha and Shnei Hediotos. So the idea that, you know, you have a Machria, or we talked about it in terms of the Yad Ramah, right, and the Gilyon, that would make a great deal of sense. Otherwise, I think it's difficult to say that. But where you do have the echo of this strongly is in Zavla. Because the way that Zavla works, you know, who borrow lechon, who borrow lechon, we will, Mirtz Hashem, get to that topic. You know, and either Shnehem, you know, or the Shnei Balidinim, or Borer Odechad, the way that some Rishonim understand it, is that these are really, since the method of appointment is different, and the role, this is one of the things we have to assess in Zavla, is it just like the impression, or is it really true that each judge, who, you know, each borer, is a kind of an advocate, at least initially. It can't be in the end of the day. At the end of the day, everybody has to vote their conscience, that's perfectly clear. But at least in the Matzo Matan, right, is it true that they play different roles? So how different is Zavla from a regular Bezdin? And if it does really have, you know, the two and the one, is that something that we would abide also also in a regular Bezdin? Okay, let's continue. Yeah, go ahead, Yoni. So the Gemara says, Rav Yoshia, Leislei, there's the note. Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, what that connection is. Right, correct. Okay, so this we discussed already with the Nitziv and the Tosas on Tezayinomid base and other issues, right? If there are Bate Dinim that do not require Bezin Nota, there are really two approaches that we can take, and they're not mutually exclusive either. Right? One is that the din of Bezin Nota is a more peripheral kind of halakha. Beharaya, there are exceptions to the rule. If it was really something that was fundamental to the cheftza of a Bezdin, then there wouldn't be exceptions. That's one approach. And of course, the other approach coming from the other end is if Bezin Nota is in fact a fundamental din in cheftza shel Bezdin, then the exceptions, right, are are indicative of different models of Chafetz Chaim Bezdin. Right? So, depending on which one, are we just saying that, okay, you know, there are 70, and, you know, the idea that it's going to be deadlocked, you know, at 35 is a lot less likely than being deadlocked at 2 or even being deadlocked at 22, right? The likelihood and probability, you know, mathematically, you know, is not comparable. And as such, you know, we make this distinction. Or, you know, as we said the other day, Moshe is b'makom shivim and shivim lashon, and there are other factors here. So it's an exception to Bezdin nota. And there's no din intrinsically in the Chafetz Chaim Bezdin. It's the convergence of conduciveness of being able to be lemaisa machria acharo. That's one approach. The other approach is what we're saying, which is really Bezdin shall note, Bezdin note as a din in the Chafetz Chaim Bezdin. And if we were dealing with a regular Chafetz Chaim Bezdin, which is bi'ikar, a Bezdin machria, you know, which is done, dinim, and so on, then in Akhanami. But since Bezdin shall shivim, which is v'mokom Moshe Rabbeinu, which is, you know, the magic number of 70, you know, and everything that it implies, is about, you know, the repository of the Mesorah, and, you know, Misham Choku Mishpat Yetzeh L'Kol Yisrael, and Kol Mishamamin B'Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, the Moshe Rabbeinu supporters, you know, and so on. It's all about that. So then, that's a completely, it's true, it's a Bezdin, it's the Bezdin, but it's a totally different kind of Bezdin, as we discussed. Okay. So that's that. Ema d'shama slay, go ahead.
Ema d'shama slay, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Hedge, Yidoa, Dichtin, Dichtin, Dichtin,
and this is exactly it. Meaning, the more, obviously, you can say that it's a different kind of a Bezdin, so it's not just Xeris HaKasuv, the idea that this is going to be typical for other Batei Dinim is less. Go ahead. Yep. Okay, so at least as we learned from the Mishnah, smichas kenim and arifas egla require either three or five, both of which are bezdin notes. And of course, what's striking about them, which we're going to pick up with in just a minute, is where's the hachra there, right? The pashtus, they're not paskening a shaila there; they're not deciding a din, right? So we'll have to look at Smichas Kenim and Rifas Egla, which are examples of Bezdin Nota, according to the Gemara, and see whether indeed this is relevant or not. The truth is, again, if you looked at the Gemara in Tazayin Amud Beis about Bezdin Shal Shivim, right, you also might have thought, nothing to do with Bezdin Nota, yes or no. It's a Moshe Rabbeinu thing. Okay, good. Gomrinan.
Gomrinan, in my time under Rabbi Yehuda, some Chushnaim, Zikni Shnaim, and Mithin Shakwa, and Mithin Shakwa, and
So again, we see it is midin bez note. Go ahead.
Moshe Adipa under Rabbi Yehuda. Either Rabbi Yehuda or Sanhedrin Gedola.
Who delay slay? Or Shar Bedina
slay? Rabbi Yoshe and Shar Bedina nami de slay.
So again, what you might say is that, you know, for Rabbi Yehuda, if it's limited to Bezin HaGadol, the likelihood that it's a din of Bezin HaGadol's uniqueness, as opposed to, you know, implying that Bezin Nota is a more peripheral halacha, is more likely. Whereas for Rabbi Yoshia, if he really doesn't think there's a din of Bezin Nota across the board, right, that's a whole, it's not that Rabbi Yoshia, or it's not that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yoshia and Bezin HaGadol, it's basically, you know, that Bezin HaGadol, you know, is just a totally different kind of Bezin, right? So it's a qualitative difference between Rabbi Yoshia, not just a quantitative, but a qualitative difference between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yehuda according to this line in the Gemara. And according to this line in the Gemara, we might go back to saying not so much that it's an exception to Bezdin Nota, but it's just an exceptional Bezdin, and go back to the, you know, other parts of that. Okay. Elahai Lintos.
Elahai Lintos, Maya Bidlei. Mukim La, Bidin Nefashot, Bidin Amorot, Lo.
Oh, so what does that mean?
That Bidin Hataya, or
that the bin of Bezdin Nota would be more required in the Fashos than Mamanus. Same issue, but opposite application here. But of course, that's very understandable. Meaning, in the case of Shivim, the idea that it's not a regular Bezdin, but it's the Ikar, Be'ikar, it's the, you know, repository of Torah Shebaal Peh, and so on, you know, makes a lot of sense. Just as we were explaining again, that line in Tosis about the Mufla, who, you know, even if you require 71, maybe he's not judging, because he, and maybe the Mufla of Bezna Gadol is different than the Mufla of Sanhedrin Katana. I was trying to answer the Nitzitz question, because it's a totally different kind of a thing. So if we had to pick one which doesn't require Hachra'ah, maybe that would be the one. But in Dine Nefashos, if you were to compare Dine Nefashos and Dine Maminus and ask, which one is more likely? Which one is more likely to require a Bez Notep? Either because, you know, being decisive is necessary, or being Rubo Kikulo is necessary, I would think that would be Dina Nefashos. Right? So here, the chiluk goes in the other direction, and totally, I think it makes a lot of sense. Go ahead, Ella.
Ella had nine. Shnayim omrim zakai, v'echad omer chayav. Zakai shnayim omrim.
Zakai shnayim omrim chayav.
V'echad omer zakai chayav. Name it. Look over you. Gushak Yoshia.
Oh, so what do you make of this? Is this a good question?
Only to assume that rogue is the same thing as.
So this is where the Gemara seems to get back to saying that the din of Rove and the din of Bezanota aren't just learned out from the same Pasuk, right? And maybe not just like a converging, you know, conducive, you know, or efficient kind of a thing, but it sounds like the Gemara is saying, if you don't believe in Bezanota, you shouldn't believe in Rove. That's what it sounds like, right? And that would, you know, perhaps work better according to my kind of more ambitious approach. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So the question is, what is that last line of the Gemara? Does it dial back that equation and say no, these are two different dinim? You don't need a Bez Noteb, but of course there's Acharabah Ma'atos, because we're not rejecting, you know, they both come from one Pasuk. Good, fine. But, you know, we the din of Acharab Lahatos, if it applies in Poshas, it certainly applies in Mominus. The din of Bez Noteh doesn't. Or is the Gemara saying in the end that even Rabbi Yoshia believes in Bez Noteh, just that he derives it from here? The Poshas, it's the first that the Gemara is dialing back, right? Who disagrees? Anybody? Sure? Yeah. Rabbi Chanan al-Alatar says, Ve'asikna, you have it there, Shua?
Ve'asikna, hakele Rabbi Yoshia by Beth Benotah, Ni'u maisi honi kava chomer b'din in fashos, Ma b'din in fashos, Lachani yamar achman azel basar yubadi, Yamam nafakilu b'kosh.
Yeah, so that's remarkable, because Rabbi Chanan basically says that Rabbi Yoshia, it doesn't sound in the Gemara that Rabbi Yoshia ever relented about Beth Benotah. It sounds like we had a strange question, maybe based on the Pasuk, maybe based on the Kesher, maybe there should be no Akarab Lahatos if there's no Bezenota. Wow. And the Gemara said, no, there's no Bezenota, but there's Akarab Lahatos because there isn't a Fachos, there is a Mominus. Rabbi Chananel turns it all on its head. Obviously, he read the Gemara the way I was suggesting, all along, and especially in the end. And then he ends up saying, right, that since Rabbi Yoshia Mikal B'chomer believes that there's Akrei Rabbim Lahatos, so Mimela, he must believe in Bez and Noteh too. Wow. That's unbelievable. What does one thing have to do with the other? If you have a rove, then Akrei Rabbim Lahatos. You can have a rove even if you don't have a Bez and Noteh. Certainly in a 70-man Bezin, and certainly in a 23-man Bezin. Or 10-man Shuma, they can have it any time. Or 4-man Bezdin. So it sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel really thinks that Bezdin Noteh and Acharab Lahatos are a single din. And I'm suggesting, haven't seen it, that this is the kesher between them. Okay, now, but if you don't hold that Rabbeinu Chananel, which probably most Rishonim don't, that still doesn't mean that there isn't a kesher, or that Bezen Nota isn't an expression of the unity or the integration of the Bezen. I think it's a raya for Rabbeinu Hananel. It's not a raya in the other direction. Okay, now. So I think the next thing probably to do is to look and see where this din of Bezden Nota applies and where it doesn't apply. So in a case where there's a hakara, yeah, if you want to ask.
Why does Rabbi Yoshua need the third pasuk?
Right, that's a very good question. He doesn't answer that. I would suspect that since Bezden Nota is only derived in the end, in this oblique way, so you still need, maybe it's the convergence of everything together. The fact that we know there are three dayanim, and then that we have the kal v'chomer from Acharav Mahatos, so altogether it works out that there's a din of Bezden Nota. That's the best thing I can come up with. But had it just been from Acharav Mahatos, maybe we wouldn't have known that these two dinim are Hoba Hatalia. But since we are faced with the facts that there are three, that is an odd number, and we now know Akarab Lahatos and the Kal V'chomer and whatever, so in Okanami it fits better if it's one whole. That's what I would say for Benokanami. But your question is, I wouldn't say your question is better than my answer. Your question, let me say it this way, your question is totally correct, and my answer is, I think, probably correct, or something like it, but your question is right on target. Okay. Okay. So, where do you require, where don't you require? So, we talked about Dina Nefashos. Dina Nefashos required odd number that we know from the Mishnah, right? How do we know it from the Mishnah? Do we know it from the Mishnah?
You know from Ada.
Eda Eda is 20,
right?
And then
Acharam L'Ras,
correct,
which gives you 22, and in Bezen Shekel.
And then you have Hatei Sechel L'Ra Pishnayim, and in Bezen Shekel Bosif Amleim Od Echad. So in Bezen Shekel is really only explicated. I'm not sure how significant is this, but obviously I think it might be. In Dina Nefashos, in Dina Mamanus. You have Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonah. That's basically what the Gemara told us also. Right, that everybody has to agree, Din Nefashos, that there is a din of Bezden Shekel. So I think we have, at minimum, the takeaway from this is, we have a very good isolation of Bezden Shel Shivim for Rabbi Yehuda, possibly Shivim V'Yachad, even according to Rabbanan, and its uniqueness. And we also have a very good example of Bezden, of a distinction between Bezden Nefashos and Bezden Mamonis, that's according to Rabbi Yoshia, not like the Rach, but even otherwise, just in terms of the emphasis in the Mishnah and it kind of being, beyond any kind of machlokes, right, that you dafka need a Bezden Nota in Dine Nefashos. And I would argue that that's either, again, for this point of decisiveness or independence, or maybe even more so for the unit of Bezden, in the Fashos. Because as bad as problematic as the idea of, Achre Rabbim Lahatos, Ein Hochem B'mamon Achar Rov is, obviously it's even much more of an issue when you're worried about, Safek Bikuach Nefesh indeed in the Fashos. Okay, so the only one that's explicit in the Mishnah is Dina Nefashos, and the only one that, at least according to the, Rabbi Yehuda, is explicit not in the Mishnah, is Bezden Shel Shivim. Good. Okay. Then what else do we know? So we have Smichas Kenim and Egla Rufa. And what else do we have in the Mishnah? Well, we have Smichas Kenim and Egla Rufa as requiring an odd number, but we don't know that it's Midin Bezden Nota. That depends already on the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, right? That's Machlokes. I'm sorry, everybody seems to agree, but it's not explicit in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's numbers are 3 and 5, but the Bezden Nota part is the Gemara. Okay. And then we also have, that's Michas Kenim Al Rifas Egla, right? And then we also have a chalitza of hamiyunin, also bishlosha. Correct? And that comes from where? Is that midin bezin shakal or not? That's the sugya in Yevamos on Kuf Aleph Omer Aleph. Right? That's the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza. Mitzvah Chalitza b'shlosha. Shlosha dayanim. Afilu shloshtan hediotos. Right? That's the Mishnah on Kuf Aleph Omer Aleph in the beginning of the Perek. And the Gemara says, Machad afilu shlosha hediotos dayanim lamali kamashman divinan b'shlosha shiyodim lihikaros. This is very fascinating because it maybe isn't even a din in, again, it sounds in our Mishnah in Sanhedrin that Chalitza is a din in Bezdin. The Gemara is a little bit challenging here to a question how to read it, but it's not a typical din Bezdin in Chalitza, meaning the in Smichas Parol and Davar Shel Tzibur and Egla Rufa, right, mostly it's a Maisa Bezdin, or at least a kind of delegation representation Maisa Bezdin. Right? I mean, they're not, pronouncing something, but they are at least representing. Mitzvah Chalitza, we're not even sure if it's that. Right? It's their presence. You need a Shlosha Shiyodim Lihikaros, Ke'en Dayanim. Okay. Tanina, Lahadatan Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chalitza Shlosha, Shiyodeh Ali Karos, Ke'en Dayanim. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Chamisha. And then the Gemara has the Limud, Mai Taima, the Tanakama, Zkenim Shnaim, Ein Bezin Shakol, Mosif Nalimod Echad, Arekan Shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zikne Shnaim, Zikne Zkenim Shnaim, right? And Ein Bezin Shakol, Mosif Nalayim, Odechad Arekan, Hey. Okay. So basically, there are two things to walk away from here. Number one, all three of these cases, Smicha, Egla Rufa, and Chalitza, are not typical, unlike Dine Nefashos, let's say, Dine Mamonis, and even Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, which our initial association is about their decision-making capacity. Again, we rolled it back a little bit in terms of Bezin Shel Ayin Aleph, because there's so much more. But of course they have to make decisions, right? Both legislative and judicial, decisions. Okay, but they're also b'makom Moshe Rabbeinu, so they're also an integrated, one, in that sense. Okay, fine, whatever. They're a repository. But Chalitza, Smichas Zkenim, and Egla Rufa are... Smichas Zkenim, Egla Rufa, again, something between a Maisa Bezdin, representation, and Mitzvah Chalitza... Lihikaros b'feim, even less of a bezdin, but certainly none of the three are associated with particularly or upfront with decision making. Correct. So chalitza has an extra chiddush, but either way, all three have a chiddush. So what it's supposed to say about it, Adam?
He says it's either practical then, because maybe there will be machlokas, the decisiveness then, or it's a more fundamental then, and kol ha'roel based in needs.
Yeah, so these are the two days, exactly what we're looking for. Right? Hocha gabi chalitza asu shaper de'in bezin shokom osifin aleim odechad. The ha'ika kame plukti b'masnisen. Avalinyan smichas par debina nami shlosha kasha. Very interesting, right? Yeshlomar the Hasam Nami Ike Plukta, right? Ibinan Kol Bekol Kocho. O Yeshlomar the Bekol Duchtin, the Binan Royal Bezdin, Ein Bezdin Shokol. So the first view is that even if we're dealing not with decision making, but representation, Maisa Bezdin, etc., there might be some decision making along the way. Like, how likely does it have to be? How peripheral does it have to be? Like, it's in something in Hilchos, whatever. Right? Hard to say. And even if we do consider this to be decision making, since they're not fundamentally decision making, but they deem him, So you lose a little the edge, A, of the decisiveness part, and even a little bit of the echida part. Right? Maybe. Not so sure. A little bit of it. Again, he obviously thinks that before he came up to the answer, just to highlight it, before he came up with the answer that in Smichas Kenim there's an issue of, you know, Hamoch Kolkocho, so they didn't know that. He only discovered that when he was mitlabeit about the application. It sounds like in Chalitza there are a bunch of issues, you know, and in Smicha a lot less. Like, how far do we want to push making this about self-sufficiency and actual decision-making? You know, how peripheral can it be, both in terms of the quality of the issues and the quantity of the issues? I don't know the answer, but I think that's a little bit what's going on. Of course, the second answer tells us is that somehow there's one shame bezdin, and that shame bezdin has to be roi lachra, even if in this particular case we were to agree, in the second answer of Tosas, that these kind of hachra'os, namely not the decision, you know, that's not what the Bezin is doing. Obviously, along the way, there are some maybe policy questions, but that's not what they're there for. So that's not considered hachra. But sharing the shame Bezin, two things are being stated here. Number one, Bezin notas a din in shame Bezin, mechatsa shel Bezin, not just in the actual dimension of hachra and hachra's Bezin. And number two, that there's one, it's important that there be one common shame bezdin for batedinim that are machriya and for batedinim that are simply, you know, either maisa bezdin or symbolic or presence, etc. We want you to know that it's, despite the differences, there's one concept, one category here. That's very important. Okay, what about Paral and Dover Shul Tzibur? So we have this Tosis. Let's also mention the Yad Ramah. What does the Yad Ramah say about Palam Dov Shal Tzibur? We had it already, but Ravi?
He says that the reason why is in case when something happens, they have to be passing it up.
Like?
This is Mum, no?
Mum, yeah. With the instead of the Kol Kocho aspect of the... which is interesting. Tosis at least felt that it has to be something in terms of what Bezdin is actually doing, like, you know, how pushy do they have, I don't mean pushy, but how pushy do they have to be, you know, when they're doing the smicha, right? Better than say how pressing do they have to be, you know, or how much pressure do they have to exert. People might like misunderstand it, kind of pressure that has it. So the right, for the Ramah it's like even more peripheral questions, because it isn't the function even of the Bezdin. It's, oh, you know, what if there's a Shaila that comes up, whether this particular animal, you know, is a Mum Kavua or not? Like, how far are you going to push that? But it sounds like the Yad Ramah thinks that you always need some element of Hachra, no matter how peripheral, in the mix. I think Tosas Dafka didn't like that one particularly. Okay. But of course, if you take second day of Tosis, Maisa Bezdin, Tzigus, etc., that would be a different matter. And certainly, the idea in Paral and Dover Shel Tzibur and in Egla Rufa that these people are not just a Maisa Bezdin, but they're representing, you know, something bigger, and therefore the unit idea, you know, which is created by the odd number in a symbolic way, is more important. It's not individuals, they're representing all of Bezna Gadol in the case of Smichas Kenim. And in the case of Egla Rufa, right, you know, they're representing, you know, everybody who could say, you know, V'chi'ala Ladas, but says, Lo Patarnu, Belo Lina, right, Belo Shtia, Belo Achila. But especially in the way that we're explaining it, namely, all the people who are clapping a little bit of Al Chait, saying, you know, we feel really, really guilty about this, you know, but we think that the avira that we created in this society, you know, isn't the problem. You know, yodeinu lo shafchus adam hazeh. So the idea that that would, you know, that they're not individuals who you pick, but they are a delegation, and as a delegation, their status as individuals is irrelevant, I think is particularly compel. Okay, what about this whole question? We're good. What about Kiddush HaChodesh? Yeah.
Question about Tosfot and Yadarma. Like, why is Yadarma less, more peripheral? If anything, I'd say that Tosfot's first approach about the Plugdim and the Mishnah, about what sheet that you hold, it doesn't sound to me a case that's relevant. On the focus
oh, you're saying, I was focusing on what are they doing? What is the action that the Bezin's performing? They're doing the smicha on the Parol and Davar Shel Tzivor.
Right, but at the same time...
As opposed to, like, you know, assessing whether the korban is a good korban or not.
Yeah, but...
You're saying no, the opposite. You're saying...
One's like the legal code, and then legally, whenever we have a parol, whenever we have a rufa, do we pass like a fallen shita or not? That's like a question...
You're saying one's a base medrash question.
Yeah, one's not
the other's a practical question, so we need their... so in that sense, Tosis is a bigger chiddush. Because this is irrelevant even to this case.
It's closer to the second answer at that point. It's more fundamental.
Okay, I hear that. Good hara. Good. So you're saying, in one sense, Tosfos is a bigger chiddush than the Rabbah. I like it. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. But I think they're in a different way, but it's an interesting point. I like it. What about Kiddush HaChodesh? Does that need a Bezda Nota?
It would seem like that, because it seemed like in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Moshe and Aaron were able to do it.
Exactly. So what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that we already discussed, that Moshe and Aaron, it doesn't mention a third party. But we know that Tosfos there, Yosef says what? It
says they added a third party.
You have Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah. It says,
right, there's a note there, right?
Right.
You have it? Go ahead.
In Bezi Chakal, Mosif Amayim Orechad, Sugit Hacha Kaman D'Amar B'Shmaisa, Kamaisa Esmejrim, Tavara Torah, Chad Nami Kasher, Kisid Tzedek Kishbot Yitzchakle.
Yeah, okay, but basically, the Gemara says, Moshe and Aaron.
Right.
And Tosa says, you need three, of course, you always needed three. How do we get that from Moshe and Aaron? Because there's a note. However, we also remember that what? And by the way, I'll just add, and Kiddush HaChodesh also, we're dealing with representation, right? So it's not them; they're representatives, right? As we know, so that works nicely. But we also know that there are Rishonim who argues, the Meiri,
right?
Who said that for the generation of you know Moshe and Aaron, all you needed was Moshe and Aaron. Right? Which sounds like it's not a din of Bezdin per se, the din of Klal Yisrael and Manhigo. Everything we discussed, maybe it's, you know, also, you know, Balchus and Kuhuna, the two Ksarim, or just the two greatest men of the generation, whatever it is. The point is, there's no din of Bezdin, no death. But it's interesting because Miri thinks that after that generation, you always need three. So, you know, it's strange. It's not a din of Bezdin, no death. Unless you want to say there are two ways to get representation in Kiddush HaChodesh. One is through the leader's political kahuna leaders of the nation, right? The two, you know, undisputed, at least at that point we hope, leaders of the nation, Korach notwithstanding. And after that you need a Bezdin to represent that. But whenever you need a Bezdin, there's a need a Bezdin, no tap. But at least according to the Meiri, it's not so simple. The Rashbat, everybody look at that? I gave it a look at, right? Tashbats or not? No. No? Sorry. Okay. So look it up for next time also. But the Rashbat, Chelik Tashbats, in other words, Chelik Gimel, I didn't give it that. Not one? I'm going to tell this, the part I cut out later. Chelik Gimel Resh Ayin Zion? Let's see if we can just get it. He talks also about Kim Staros there. But he points out that there's no din of Bezin Nota in Kiddush HaKodesh. And we have a separate limud. Are you able to get it? I think so. I can't always read my own handwriting. But the way I wrote it down in my handwriting is Gimel Reish Ayin Zayin. 277. No? No such thing, or?
I have it on my computer, but the word shakal or nota does not show up in the Truva, so.
Wow. Okay, is it about Kesha Chodesh or what do you need?
Yeah.
It is or isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, what do you got? Who has it?
I'm still reading it.
He discusses this question, he has a different
speech.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
See, that's I told. That's the. He also said that proving their brothers from the Gemara of Basra. Okay, go ahead. I mean, how can it be Moshe and Aaron? They're Krovin.
Right.
Go ahead.
Chazer adin lehios kiddush acholash kishar adin emomenos. Shari mishpah kar yeh rachmano. Vishar adin emomenos in ein shem yachin mumcha tzarech gemo. Vim ken kiddush acholash kemen she eno kasha biyachin mumcha tzarech gemo kishar adin emomenos.
Oh.
Vol amanu me haron ala lipsal yachin mumcha. Vikemen she nipsal yachin mumcha chazer adin lehgemo kishar adin emomenos.
Does it go on to discuss kiyam sharas there or not?
I think in the beginning.
In the beginning, okay. So with a look at the Kiyum Shtaros part, if I don't get to it today. But what's interesting about this, of course, is number one, the rejection of Moshe V'Aaron, which is a huge problem, because Tosas doesn't even relate to that. Tosas says Moshe V'Aaron V'Odecha, right? So he's saying, no, of course not Moshe and Aaron and Odecha, right? But what he's saying is it's based on Mishpat, that you need a Bezin of Dine Mamanus. But it's not based on Bezin Nota per se, it's based on Xeris of Kasuv, they need a Bezin of Dine Mamanus. Right? Kiddush HaChodesh per se wouldn't require necessarily a Bezin Nota. What I'm saying is it's different than Tosas. Okay. And we'll see what he says about Kiyum Shtaros going forward. Yeah, so what does he say about Kiyum Shtaros? Might as well just, since we have it open there.
Right.
This is a big issue that, you know, again, as we discussed already, can Dayanim be Krovim Zelazeh? Most Rishonim think yes, and they all quote the Yerushalmi, and they, this is all part of the discussion. Go ahead. Good. Am I mixing it up, or is that that's the piece where he discusses whether you could have four Dayanim? Let's say you have, can you have four Dayanim for Kiyum Shtaros? Not two, but four. Or do you need only three?
Yeah.
You have it, Adam? In the end, he holds that you need three. But he also quotes those who think that you could get that you could have four. That's again the discussion we had the other day, like with the Mishnah Melech and then the Xos and the Arsameach, right? This all this Tashbitz is part of that discussion too. Do you say Batla Mekhsos and Batla Kula and Dayanim? also part of the unit issue. But go ahead.
Okay.
Am I wrong? He doesn't have that piece
that's
there,
that's
right down? No? Maybe it's in the next one. Okay. Either way, I'm sorry, but I thought it was right there. But the Rashi, the Tashbetz also has a discussion about Kim Shtaros, whether three or four. He's himself noted that you need a Bezdin note in Kim Shtaros. What's the issue? Again, Kim Shtaros is no... or if there is hachra'ah, it's procedural hachra'ah. It's about dinim. It's about, I guess, assessing the savyadim sheyotzim in bakam acher or things of that sort. But the ikar din of kim shtaros is a ma'isa bezdin, right? So you might say that you still need three as opposed to two because maybe two is only hora or it's bezdin chatzuf. But once you have three, maybe you could also have four. I thought that was part of his butla mitzasa butla kula question. So you have four crow. If you have four, you know, does it ruin? Do you say butla mitzasa butla kula and it ruins the rest, or is the problem that it's just four instead of three? It's not a bez nota. Maybe I'm. Is that not what he says? What? Yeah. Yeah. That's not the same one? Okay, it doesn't matter. You know what? I don't want to take time because we're running a little late. But you get the basic idea. There seems, again, to be a discussion whether or not Bez Nota applies in Kiyum Shtaros, which, again, is on that list of things which are not exactly Machria, like upfront Machria. Put it that way. Again, we spoke before about Bezin Chatzuf. Again, if the idea of Bezin Chatzuf is you don't have enough Dayanim, then if you have four, that's not a Bezin Chatzuf, you understand. But if the idea of Bezin Chatzuf is that you can tell what everybody is paskening, it's not Sanua, right? So that applies, of course, to a Bezin Shokol, even if it's more than three. Okay. What about Prisbol? And what about Bitul Aget? Everybody go through those Gemaras? Yeah. Yeah.
In the kind of the four diameter, you could have, three versus one, and no one will know which person, which three.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that also would be an issue.
I mean, so it's a little bit more. It is. Right. I mean, you have two, so it's clear. Yeah, you're right. 100%. Yeah. Either way, it's not a best note, but you're right. It doesn't have the, either way, you're correct. Okay, what about Bitul Aget, and what about Prisbol? Why do I say them both together, Shlomo?
They link together because you don't like necessarily my space to you.
Good, correct. And also because the Gemara puts them together.
Yeah.
So what does the Gemara say there in Gittin? Lamed Beis, right? What's the Gemara in Gittin? Who argues about it? Correct. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue about what's the sugya they're really about? Bitul Aget.
Yeah,
it's the sugya in the beginning of a Perek HaShaleach. The idea that, what's the din in Perek HaShaleach? The din of the gzeira that they made. You have to be Mebatul Aget, Bifnei Bezdin.
Right.
Because otherwise, we're always worried that he sends a get to his wife. And then he changes his mind, right? So he's mevatel the get, but the shliach doesn't know. The shliach delivers the get. She thinks that she's divorced. She goes out and marries somebody else, and that's a tragedy, right? That's a violation of eis hashish and a potential problem of mabzerus, right? So they made this takana. That's one of the, afkid rabbanon lekiddushin mineis, actually, right? That there has to be a bittul, bifnei bezdin. You have the language of the Gemara there?
Yeah.
So then the Gemara discusses it. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue, very interestingly, even the language is interesting, right? Go ahead.
Amar b'nei kama v'melato, or not kama b'nei shayim, or sheishis amar b'nei gimel. Sheishis amar b'nei gimel bezin katani, or not kama amar b'nei beiz, v'vei tre nami bezin kari l'vei.
Yeah. Interesting. Even the language itself, there seems to be an argument whether Shnayim are considered have a shame bezin. Now there, again, it's not. It's in a way, it's a lot of like chalitza, even more. It's not a ma'isa bezin. The bezin is not functioning at all. It's the piersum, right, of being mevatel bifnei bezin, right. But either way, it sounds like both of them agree that piersum requires a formal shame bezdin. Then the question is, what about three? What about two? Then the Gemara has a continuation. They try to bring a raya from Prisbal. How does that go?
Right.
So, I mean, come on. So add another plony in there, you know, don't bother me.
Right.
Okay, but so then that's a bit of a chiddush too, namely that the Gemara is equating in Rav Nachman of Sheshes' argument is not only about the presence of a bezdin for bitul haget, it's also about the number of dayanim required in a prosbol. Why is that not such an obvious connection? It doesn't matter. I could say all day that it's not an obvious connection, but the Gemara connects them. Obviously, so it's a bit of a wider halacha. But what do I mean? Why is it surprising initially? Is the din of Prisbal a din of Pearson?
I mean, it could just be, you know,
presumably not, right?
But it's just a transfer to Basin.
It's what?
You're just transferring to Basin.
Yeah, so that really, I mean, again, we're not going to discuss Prisbal right now. It's a little late for that. So whoever didn't take care of it on time, sorry. But it is a Galgala Choser, so you should all feel good about that. And not only that, but the Bali Tosas say that, you know, even though you could, the Gemara says that you can only do Prisbal, this is an aside, this is not our. The Gemara says that you can only, it sounds in the Gemara like, at least, that you can only do Prisbal if Shemitah Bizman Azeh is Rabbana. So the question is, why is that true? The mechanism maybe should work either way. I think that's a big machlokas shonim to explain that. But the Bali Tosas have a terrific line that I always like to quote on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where Tosas basically says, you could be metaking Prisbal even if Shemitah's Ksafim was Doraisa, meaning it would work, but you wouldn't do it because Shemitah's Ksafim is Doraisa, right? Meaning you're supposed to be maximizing, you know, the Dine Torah. There are, as I said, you know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, there are two ways, two reasons you ever tweak, you know, a perfect system. One is because Eis La'asas Hashem Efer Tarasecha, because you have some terrible crisis, and the Rambam says that's like amputating a limb. You know, that's the way the Rambam characterizes Eis La'asas Hashem Efer Tarasecha. You know, people made songs out of it, but the Rambam thought it was like an amputation. Like, you don't want to amputate a limb. If you have to live, then you do it, but you certainly don't want to brace that. I mean, you avoid it as much as you can. Or if you can, like, you know, do something that is a kiyum, you know, in the din itself, you know, which makes it better. But internally. So anyway, the idea of Tosas is a very important idea. Tosas says that, you know, the mechanism of Prisbal would work. But would you do that if Shemitah's Ksafim is Daraisa? Meaning, that's all the more reason why you want to find a way to make it, you know, happen. Even though you could circumvent it. Because circumventions are always bidyabeds. They're, you know, they have to be legally effective, and they have to be hashkafically and halachically desirable. But anyways, the point is that the Prisbal requires a bezdin. But we're not sure what that bezdin does. Right? So one way, which Shlomo just said, was that you transfer. There are really two basic ways. I don't want to go into the details of this, but one way is you transfer the chov, you know, from an individual malve to the bezdin. Right? The bezdin is now in charge of this collection. The din of Shemitas Ksafim, right? You know, Baal Masheb, Shamot, all of that only applies to individual citizen creditors. But when Bezdin, the institution of Bezdin, is the creditor, so that's, you know, that's a different story. And there's no din of Shemitas Ksafin. So basically, according to that view, the role of the Bezdin is to take over the collection of the debt. That's the Rishonim who think that this is what, when the Mishnah and Shemitah and Shvias speaks about Mesir Moser Shkarosa of the Bezdin, that the, you know, that's kind of the paradigm for Shemitas, for rather for Prusbul Doraisa. Okay. The other possibility, based on how you read the Gemara in on Lamed Vav Mud Aleph and Lamed Vav Mud Beis in Gittin, is that this is really about Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And since it's about Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so Bezdin is maybe even creates a simulated equal debt. So either we're talking about putting a loan under the jurisdiction of Bezdin, or we're talking about the koach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Neither of those are exactly the same as the shame Bezdin required to be, you know, present for the sake of Pirsum in Bittul HaGet. But it is also still true that these three perspectives are dinim of shame Bezdin as opposed to Maisa Hakra. Okay. Anyway, so you have this machlokas from Nachman and Rav Sheshes in these two contexts, even though they're different, but the Gemara links them. What's the question in the Rishonim? Chaim? Do you have a chance to see? The question of the Rishonim is what? How does it link to our Gemara? Which Gemara? Bezdin? Meaning, it's specifically, who's halacha? Shmuel. How does Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes fit in with Rav Avo and Shmuel? Because we already know in Dinei Mamnes that there's machlokas, Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din, or you need three. Sounds like exactly the same machlokas. So this becomes a very good, you know, application to test all of this. So the Shiltos, quoted in the Rishonim, actually says what? Adam?
There,
have Natalia. You know, exactly, it is true. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are arguing within the same machlokas as Shmuel and Rav Avo. But Shmuel and Rav Avo, as we understand, are talking about Ahachra in Dinei Mamonos. And here we're talking about a shame Bezdin, a Maisa Bezdin, right? A presence of Bezdin. So obviously, if you think it's Abba Hatalia, you think that none of these things matter. Which is why we're not surprised that, and well, probably on our own we would have said it too, but what, they need to retread the Machlokas Shmuel and Rav Avo is the same Machlokas of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. It doesn't sit well with us, you know. So the Bali Tosis disagree. What do they say, Chaim?
They say that here we're talking about here just carbon.
Okay, you have the language there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Alkin Tsar Bumer, Avogad, betray Ejidam Din, Kim, the principal of Sagi, betray Karlam of Bizdin. Niran says.
Here it's Karlam, it's a shame Bezdin, and there it's a question of Din, actual Din, right? Meaning the problem with Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din maybe is not that they're not a Bezdin, right? Even though it says Nikra Bezdin Chatzu, but it's Ein Dineim Din. It's in the Din itself. But Tosfos doesn't explain very much beyond that. The Ramban, do you see that, Chaim?
Yeah.
Go ahead. The Ramban does agree with Tosfos, right? That they should split these two sugyas, disentangle them. But he has added couple of words. Go ahead. Odue Bialma.
Odue Bialma betray Sagya. The same the Shmita Gili Milsa Bakuem Murder.
Gili Milsa what?
Gili Milsa Bakuem Murder.
Yeah. So basically, what does he seem to be emphasizing? It's hard to know. I mean, he's saying more than Tosis is saying. Tosis Mechalik between Din and Shem Bezdin. the Ramban seems to be saying that prusbul, I mean a beetle is odue bialma, it's piersum, right? And prusbul is what? Gilui milsa lafkui mamona, as opposed to here. But it sounds like bitul aged and prusbul are not really dinim of bezdin, more than it does that the din of bezdin nota, right, is something that is limited to hachra in the language of the Ramban. What about the Rajba?
The Rajba writes.
And the Ran, either one.
The Rajba says says.
What he so what the Rajma and the Ran say a little bit differently is that maybe in Shem Bezdin or Maisa Bezdin, maybe Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes would be relevant. But the din of Shmuel and Rav Avo is a case where there's Maso Maton and there's a need for Hachra. That situation, that's different. Doesn't sound like the Ramban is so into that distinction. It sounds like the Ramban is making the distinction on the other side. So, of course, the Rajba and the Ran are very critical examples. What about Hataras? With this, I guess we'll conclude for today. What about Hataras Nadarim? Josh? What about Taurus and Darin? Do you need, can you get away with the Bezin Shakol? Let's say you do a Taurus and Darin on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? You should use four people. Or better with three. Or does it make a difference? Also, what about two? But two seems not. We've talked about that already. With the Rajbam and the Ramban, Bal Basra, right? Did you see anything about it or not? No, I didn't see it. Bal Basra, Tosin Bal Basra. Adam, Kufchat Mud Beis.
He says the Bezin Shakol applies, or Bezin Nota applies to Nedarim, both for his day and for the Rivon.
Ain Bezin Shakol. Yeah. And what about the Ramban? Yeah?
Even for Dishmol, you need three back there.
Correct. He has a separate limud. It's not Bidin Bez Nota. Right? Or it's the first day of the Ramban, anyway. What does he say?
Says, Dishmol, Amar Shnaim, Shnaim, Dinaim, Din, Machanami, Shnaim.
You're looking at one about Basra?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kuf Chaf Vadeis? The first day of the Ramban.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Again, it goes a little bit what we were talking about a little bit yesterday. Again, to what extent, even though we say that the Gimel Hadyotos certainly are Krovim and Psulim, it can be Psulim in some cases, but Laila, you know, Ma'umad, etc. But, you know, is there any of this patterned after, you know, stuff? Either. So, good. Tosus, who thinks Ein Bezin Shakol does apply, is that because they hold that it has, you know, again, faint echoes of din? Or because anything that requires a hachra, this actually does require a hachra of some sort, right? A decision whether to be matir, you know, the neder, or the pesach or charata. But according to the Ramban, it sounds like it's a whole different talacha. It's not connected to Dinei Mamonos at all. So, maybe because it's not a Dinei Bezdin, it's only a Tachlif for Rosh Matos, for Yachid Mumcha. And it's worse even in that respect, interestingly, than Chalitza or Smichas Kenim or Bitol and so on. Maybe the Ramban hears Lashitaso, that even though there's decisions to be made, that's not the Ikar Din of Gimel. Ikar Din of Gimel is, you know, the kind of Bezdin, you know, that it is. Does it need to be decisive Bezdin? Is that part of its definite, it doesn't meet the integrated unit, Besdin, etc. So again, the debate between Tosus and the Ramban and that Deya is possibly connected. Bali Tosus generally always say Ein Besdin Shakol, and Hataras Nadarim as well. Ramban might disagree. What about Shuma? I guess we'll stop here. We'll talk about Shuma and Pshara, I guess, and then we'll talk about Acharav Lahatos. But this is, of course, the question, Bali, just to get it on the record, that's a question also the Bali Tosus asks, right, Avi? Right, correct? About Shuma. What?
I didn't see about Shuma.
Oh, you didn't get to it, yeah, okay. Okay, so, well, you know what? We'll start with the, we've shown him in Megillah, and Erchin, Tosus and Erchin, and then also a question of Pshara. We'll try to finish that up on tomorrow, right? Yeah, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Good. And after that, we'll you know, at least begin with the Acharav Lahatos, you know, parts of the studio. Okay.
Okay.